An imperfect fairy tale. Sophie yearned for a night of undisturbed sleep, but dreams had plagued her consciousness once more. She stirred, opening her eyes to a dim circular room with nothing more than a wooden stool and gates barring the doorway. A golden diadem was strewn on the floor, glinting imperiously. Somehow, Sophie felt certain that it belonged to her. I must be in a fairy tale. If I'm the princess in danger, will my prince come to rescue me? With that thought in mind, she yelled for her prince. Help! Help! Save me, prince! Patrolling guards jeered at her distress. Give up, naive little princess. We have secured this tower. No one will come and save you. Sophie blanched. What? My prince wouldn't come? Then I'd have to rely on myself? How could I break out of this tower? An idea hit her with a flash. Drawing a hairpin out of her hair, she used it as a key and started picking the lock, barring shut the iron gates. It opened with a soft click. Then she distracted the guards, pointing to a far away cell. Look, a prisoner has escaped, she shouted. The guards panicked and dashed off to investigate the matter. Sophie slipped out the gates, undetected, and hurried down the staircase as fast as she could, towards the doors of Unchained Victory. She stood beaming in the windswept cornfields of her dreamscape, relishing in the taste of freedom. Sophie knew that even if no one would come to her rescue, she could stand up for herself and fight her own battles with wit and strength alone.